And I know we want to start with that this morning from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher is with us. Go on then.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
Pick a number.
Pick a number. Well, the number's going to be around 7%, so it'll be between sort of 7 and heading some of the consensus estimates towards 7.5, and that's going to be sort of 2 to 2.2% for the quarter. One of the points I do want to make, though, Tim, is that given some of the volatility we've seen over the quarter, this is going to be quite a hard one to forecast. What that does is it increases the risk of a sort of a rogue outcome. But I want to make a couple of points about this, Tim. We're all talking about it. You know, I've been trying to make inflation sexy for 30 years, and finally I figured out that what we actually needed was more of it and get everyone talking about it. But in there, I want to highlight that issue, the fact that we are all talking about it, because therein lies one of the real issues. The elevation of the inflation debate sort of exacerbates the potential self-fulfilling nature of it. If everyone thinks inflation is going up, they're more likely to raise prices, more likely to accept price rises, more likely to ask for wage increases. So actually, this debate it essentially becomes part of the problem, but it also contains a potential solution. Because if we all believe that the Reserve Bank will get on top of it, then that keeps inflation expectations lower. Yeah, but you're right, it's going to be a monster result, and inflation becoming the 2022 catchword. I want to raise another point as well. Look, while there is a big chunk of imported inflation, it's not the only source. I mean, this will be the highest number since 1990. It's a generational issue. But about this imported or domestic stuff, so we break inflation down into two types of inflation. We have what's called tradable and non-tradable. So this is all getting a bit technical, but to make this really simple, think about tradable being imported and non-tradable being domestic. And you're talking to the ANZ economist later on, and these are some of their numbers that that they put out. Tradable inflation for the year, so that's imported, that could be around 8.9%, so it's very high. So that's oil, imported food. But non-tradable inflation, domestic inflation, that's running at 6.5%, so it's lower than imported, but it's still massively ahead of the 1 to 3% target range. So you can't blame it all or discount this all as being an imported issue. Inflation is everywhere. And if we get down into the sort of detail a little bit, you're going to see about a quarter of this inflation impulse we see in the quarter will be transport. So that's a big rise in the oil price, definitely imported. But one of the other big contributors, the housing sector, construction costs could be roughly 0.25% of the outcome as well. And I think you can argue quite strongly that monetary and fiscal policy both contributed to the demand and supply constraints there. Think very cheap money. Cheap money, go out and buy a house, build a new deck. Food prices will be another big contributor. Wage increases are expected to be a significant impulse into food price inflation. And I suppose, to be say, what does this mean? What does it mean for you and I and listeners out there? Well, it pushes interest rates up. The thing is, we've already seen mortgage rates move quite a bit. So now the real question is, how long is it going to hang around? So do we need even higher interest rates again? And that's the big unknown, because irrespective of this, there's going to be a squeeze on disposable income. People aren't going to have as much money to spend. That will slow the economy down.
Yeah, we're all poorer, ultimately. US company reports, can you update from overnight, please?
Yeah, Netflix. You were just talking about. Are you a Netflix fan, Tim? Are you a Netflix fan?
I'm very, very frugal sort of person. So, you know, I don't have any subscriptions apart from my Northern Advocate.
Well, that's it. You could be the
Northern
Advocate.
Remember that? It's what that. In case you don't know, that is a printed document comes in the mailbox every 6 days a week.
Yeah,
they call it a newspaper.
You used to put very fish good. And chips in it, didn't we? Anyway, Netflix got a problem. You're part of the problem. You're not subscribing. Look, this is a very big company, and to say the market's disappointed in their recent results would be an understatement. They've lost 200,000 subscribers. The share price is down 35% overnight. That is not a misprint. It's down 35%. Basically, people are now getting out and about, and they're not watching Netflix anymore. But they reckon they could lose 2 million subscribers this quarter as well. So they're thinking about a cheaper version with ads, and that's one of the reasons we like online content, is that we don't have to watch it. Anyway, it's dragging the NASDAQ index down, and we're going to have Tesla. They will report a little bit later this morning. Both key ones to watch.
Okay, quick blat through the numbers, please.
35,217 on the Dow Jones. It's up 300 points. So happy days, up 0.87%. The S&P 500, 4479 up 17, about 0.4%, but the NASDAQ being dragged down by Netflix, 13,492 down 0.94%. 7269, the FTSE 100 overnight, they were up 28. 27217 on the Nikkei, that was up 232. Shanghai Composite, 3151 down just over 1%. ASX 200 up 4, 7569. We gained 130 points yesterday on the NZX 50, 11,966. Kiwi dollar higher, 0.6805 against the US, 0.9132 Aussie, 0.6270 euro, 0.5211 pounds, 86.91 Japanese yen. Gold, pretty stable, $1,952.34. Brent crude, also stable, $107.42.
Outstanding as always. Catch you tomorrow morning. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth with the money.